You know, folks, sometimes we have a snappy opening for this show, and sometimes we've been talking, catching up, listening to music, making notes, and eating dinner for the past 4 hours, and we got to get this show on the road. So I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
And for the Hometown Sounds podcast, this is the Harry Bells.
And I'm really mad that you took away my opportunity to do a snappy intro. Welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC rocks. I'm Tony.
And I'm Paul.
And second show in a row where I'm starting things off kind of ticked at you. Last time you were just spoiling my show notes. This time you're just like, nah, we're not going to do a cool opening.
No. It's already 9 o'clock and we got to get this show on the road. So that was a track called Matilda by the Harry Bells from their new EP, which is called Roosevelt Island. It came out on April 14th. The Harry Bells are a horn and percussion tribute to the music of Harry Belafonte.
Now, they were last featured on the 2015 Hometown Sounds Holiday Spectacular, but as you can hear, they're good for just about any season.
Absolutely. It's amazing. It's really a jazz supergroup. You want to know who's in this band? You got Joe Herrera and Matt Ripito, who are also in the Funk Arc. You got Jonathan Parker, who is also in the North Country and has his own ensemble. You got Chris Watling, plays tenor sax. He's also in the Grandsons and one of my fave bands from the last decade, Last Train Home. And then rounding out the lineup, you got Ben Ford, Josh Kay, Lee Durham, and Nathaniel Graham. A lot of people in that band. I mean, you know, jazz people can do this. They can come together and they know the standards. I mean, these are all covers. These are all covers of Harry Belafonte songs. That song in particular, Matilda, is a calypso song, and it is lamenting a woman who took a man for all he was worth. It dates back to the 1930s, because Harry Belafonte had quite a long and amazing career. Let me ask you a question. Have you been to Roosevelt Island? Have you ever been there?
No.
Do you even know where Roosevelt Island is? Because, I mean, I live in Arlington, so I do know where it is.
I don't, man.
It is off the coast of Roslyn. and it's underneath basically the Roosevelt Bridge.
Got it.
You know? And you get there, there's a nice little bike path and running path along the GW Parkway.
Sure.
And you get to it that way. And if you are a huge nerd, you might also think that this is where the Triskelion is, which is the headquarters of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the Marvel movies, and most notably the last Captain America movie.
If only all of our listeners could hear me rolling my eyes.
Some of us are a little excited about the new Captain America movie that's about to come out.
See, like, I found an artist that their artist name is a Pokemon reference, and Paul was like, Pokemon. But
oh,
that's
absolutely
how I'm going, Marvel. I cannot wait to compare notes on our experiences with Pokemon, just given our age difference.
That, yes, mine are going to be like practically nothing. Yeah, exactly. So you're, if you really like that Harry Bells track, and I hope that you did, your next chance to see them live is not going to be for a little while. It's on Sunday, May 29th at Viva Vienna Day. And that just makes me excited that it's called Viva Vienna and there's always an exclamation point. It sounds like a really good time.
It does. It sounds like one of those high school, you know, taste the cuisines of the world kind of day where a plate is like a quarter. Oh, International Food Day was the best day of the year because you would just go in with like a five and then just taste the world's rainbow.
What could be better? I'll tell you what could be better. A new track from our friends at Paper House.
Thank you.
Silent Speaking, the new track from Paper House that just came out. So after the departure of core member Eduardo Rivera, we got Alex Tebelef remaining, and he rejiggered the lineup. You can pick up that song on their Bandcamp for only a dollar. It was recorded in Philly. I'm not quite sure why they went all the way to Philly to do that, but it was produced by Brian McTair, whose credits also include The War on Drugs, Sharon Van Etten, and Kurt Vile.
So this song was also featured last week in USA Today's column. USA Today, people. In USA Today's column, 10 best songs of the week. And each song kind of gets like two sentences. And for Silent Speaking, the quote is, starts out with a precise off-kilter beat. True.
Yes.
That wouldn't feel out of place off an in Rainbow's track. Then builds momentum to a big, hearty conclusion. I think that, to me, it feels like someone wrote the first phrase.
Yeah.
And then could have just done a mashup of record review, yeah, of just record review verbiage.
I know. Well, I don't believe USA Today is well noted for their music criticism, but, you know, obviously they have a very wide readership, and if a lot of people...
Readership.
Yeah, exactly. And so
I just made that up, readership.
It's a good metric. So, you know, a lot of people are going to find their way to Paper House through that, and that's pretty awesome. So if lyric videos happen to be your thing, Brightest Young Things premiered a lyric video to that track that is very trippy and is created by director Ben Uzi, who is also in Pre and Brer and has done quite a lot of very out there music videos. And so if you want to know what the lyrics are and get stared at during the whole song, you should check that video out.
Yeah, and I got to say, I think of lyric videos as being really corny, you know, thinking about like Comic Sans just rolling past your YouTube player. But this one's pretty cool. It has some pretty classy fonts, and there's an eye just jerking around.
Yeah, I mean, somebody obviously with some skill made it. And, you know, there's no reason why you can't put a small amount of effort into your lyric video. I think of that one Titus Andronicus song, Dimed Out. That had a freaking awesome music video for the lyrics. It was great. So, yeah, that's really good stuff. So, Paper House no longer having shows in their house. Of course, they're very well known for that. It was their brand for a long time, and it worked great, right? It was, they would go on tour and play all these houses, and then the bands that lived in those houses would go on tour and play at the Paper House, and it was, you know, it was a nice little synergy there.
Lodging co-op.
Yeah, and I'm sure all of us have been to see more than a handful of shows at Paper House, but not only did they stop having shows, but now they're not even going to live in the house anymore. They're having to move out. Their owner is selling it, which is a strange coincidence because here at Hometown Sounds North Studios...
It feels a lot more like a studio today.
Exactly. What's going on with this, Tony?
So we are in what's actually a pretty sweet music room that used to be just a bedroom filled with rando stuff for storage. But what's going on is that my landlord is selling the joint. So I have to like live in a model home until that's happened. And I have like arranged all my gear in like a, you know, like a model home. Like,
oh, gosh.
Kind of way.
Yeah.
I took my acoustic guitar and put it across a bookshelf.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just to make things look seem so homey for all the people who are trying to buy me out of here.
Yeah. So who do we have next, Tony?
Next, we got a guy who's been waiting his turn. His name's Tanner Carlton. I'll explain after the track.
His life away, said it was a great escape. Never knew all that he could do, was thinking about out of state. I'm going down, maybe south, maybe out of my. Come and get lost with me, get lost if you ever try. If you ever try. We'll be right back.
Now we're back in the classic place, the place that I knew when I was young. Just wanna have fun. However, all the bills killed the man, only 25. If anyone asks me, time passed, and now I've got the gold. See, I can't sail far away down to Colonial. If we had the time, oh, oh, oh. We don't have the time, oh, oh, oh. Woo. We don't have the time, oh, oh, oh. Ah, ha, ha.
Track called We Don't Have the Time from a singer-songwriter by the name of Tanner Carlton. First off, I just want to reflect on his name, where it's two 90s TV shows slammed together. Full House, Tanner,
yep.
And Carlton, Fresh Prince.
Oh my God, that's perfect. It's perfect.
All right, so I just think that was really cool. It's kind of like jazzful, kind of Mayer Hawthorne, really indebted to like soul stuff,
yep.
But ballsy in that the primary instrument on the track is an acoustic guitar. You know, to hear R&B stuff on an acoustic guitar, that's not something you hear that often, and you got to be special to make that work, and I think Tanner really does. His next show is May 2nd at Galaxy Hut. You can catch him then. So that track was from his new EP that's going to be out digitally next month, called Front of a Magazine. And the title of the EP is where he and his band would rehearse after hours at the magazine that he worked at. And I learned this in a press email that he sent me. But I learned indirectly by mistake, by just clicking around in my email, that that magazine is On Tap Magazine.
Oh, yes.
And that is a young professional's guide to what's on tap in and around the DC metro area. And I found that out because the first email he ever sent us was from Tanner at ontaponline.com.
There you go.
All right, maybe that was a long walk for not a lot of water.
That's what we expect from you, Tony.
Anyway, I want to change the subject right now to listener feedback, because the first email that Tanner sent us, it was to say that, like, man, I love your show. I listen to it at work. Nothing makes you feel more like a legitimate podcaster than someone telling you that they listen to your show at work. Oh, they're just plugging in Excel numbers, and you know, and we're just making their day better.
Right. We like to do.
And I gotta say, the listener feedback really saves me. Sometimes during the day, I will open up the Apple Podcasts app and then just search Hometown Sound so I can see if anyone's left any new iTunes reviews.
Oh, that's pretty. We don't get those very often.
But it's been holding steady at 11.
Yeah. We also got some feedback from David over at districtconcerts.com. He sent us a very nice email. And the best part was, he says that he plays most of his podcasts at 1.7 speed so that he can get through them more quickly, but not so with Hometown Sounds. Granted, of course, the music would sound terrible at a higher speed, but he also enjoys our chit-chat enough to merit playing the recording at the designed speed.
Aw.
And I appreciate that.
Baby.
And we try to not make our podcast too long. And I know, because, of course, Tony and I, very big fans of podcasts, and we listen to very different shows. I listen to a lot of tech ones, and literally, most of them are 2 hours long.
Now, do they just have no regard for format? Is no, that what
they
it is?
Do have, they have a very specific format, and it's very long, and it's like a lot of them are Skype conversations, and yeah, they just go for 2 hours, and it's like every week, and it's a lot. But those are actually the ones that I keep up with the most. I have some that I'm like way behind, like months behind on, but those, for some, I just love them the best, and so I devote the time, because I also have a speaker in my shower.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Yeah, so that we can listen to podcasts in the shower, because that's 15 minutes right there, that otherwise I'd be falling behind on my podcasts.
Yeah.
Very important.
I mean, I love my shower Bluetooth speaker because it feels like a sex toy.
I highly recommend picking up a Bluetooth shower speaker / sex toy if you are a big fan of podcasts. We also got a nice note from Will, who we discovered was in the band The Hartford Pussies. He said, in the interest of hopefully not creeping you out with a rando friend request, this was to me. He's already friends with Tony. He says, please let me clarify that he was driving from D.C. to North Carolina and back last night and binging on Hometown Sounds. And I do think that our podcast is very bingeable, you know? Because it's a lot of songs. It's kind of like just hearing us over and over playing all these great songs. And I could see getting really sick of This American Life if you listen to like 5 or 6 in a row.
Oh, I remember back in like 2010, I got the This American Life app, and I was I was moving at the time, and I would listen to just episode after episode because I was obsessed with the show at the time.
Yeah.
But yes, there did come a point where there was, you know, low marginal utility per episode.
Absolutely.
But I got to say, all this wonderful listener feedback that we get, it makes me feel so good, because I have a friend in my life who, up until like a year ago, I'd make some comment about our podcast, and he would say like, oh, like, how many listeners are you up to now? Like 8?
That's kind of mean.
It was kind of mean. But he's really been sort of cowing and been like, nah, you guys earned it. All props.
Right. All right.
Respect.
You know who else gets some respect is the new band Wilder. And this song, Beware, because it's freaking catchy as hell.
Problem liking it as much as I do.
Oh my God, it's so catchy. I can't stand it.
I think that this band is going to be landing some deal to have a song on a commercial on a streaming platform like Hulu that we will have to listen to three times during one episode of Broad City. You know, oh, check out a Carnival Cruise or a Kia Sportage or some yogurt. You know, or like some new dog food. Oh, Beneful. It's really good for your dog. Oh, and you're just going to be so happy. Just like this song.
That was Swells, which is the debut single from the album Rain and Laura by Wilder with a Y. They came out on April 8th. That makes me think of Wild Stallions with a Y. Do you know what Wild Stallions is?
I don't know.
That's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Okay, so yeah. Good friend of the show, Will Copps of the band Wall of Trophies, huge Bill and Ted head.
Yeah.
And I don't know this at all.
God. I mean, granted, I probably haven't seen it since I was in high school, but man, that's a classic movie. We got to watch that. Yeah. Wilder, freaking great band. They used to be called Save the Arcadian, which was a reference to the sitcom How I Met Your Mother. I believe we went into this when we featured another song from the album last summer.
Yeah.
On the podcast. So they played a secret show recently. I think it was last week by WeGo Concerts.
Which just sounds like a porta potty company.
Oh, man.
Would you bring a Stadium Pal to a WeGo concert?
So I believe.
Do you know about Stadium Pals?
No. What is that? The hand thing? What is that?
No, it's a it's a catheter so that you don't have to get up at the stadium.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks, Stadium Pal.
Oh. They need that at shows when you've been drinking like four beers and you can't make your way to the bathroom at a show. I don't know.
Because you're shoved
that
up front.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You waited in line and you were up front. And if you leave, you're going to lose your spot up front. You'll never get back up front.
Yeah, I would take a deal. I mean, with Stadium Pal.
Yeah. So that show, I believe it was also in partnership with So Far Sounds, who've been putting on these secret shows all over. And I'll be honest with you, they kind of annoy me. Because I find out about them either during when they're happening or afterwards, and I get frustrated because I might have liked to go. And I'm not quite sure how to get in on it like everybody else has that attended the show. The last one that Wilder played also featured Shade and Ben Coolin, and Shade formerly The Walking Sticks.
Which I think was just such a delightful band name.
Well, that's a whole topic of conversation right there about changing your band name to something that you have to indicate its pronunciation in all your press release stuff. But anyway, Wilder has an album release show that is Friday, April 22nd at the Rock and Roll Hotel, featuring fellow podcaster Justin Trawick and also Annie Stokes. And I like the fact that that is an all-ages show.
That is an all-ages show.
I appreciate that. So next on the Hometown Sounds podcast, we have a world premiere from Mary Jo Mateo.
Friends who turned lovers went back to being friends, but nothing's ever over because nothing ever ends. I thought that it'd be easier with calmness to be found, but I fight the urge to kiss him when there's no one else around. We spin circles in silence and fall flat on the floor, but the stench of desperation is much harder to ignore. So we both will mind our manners and get through another day. But I struggle still to find a better way of getting over you, getting over your auburn eyes. I want so much to linger. You're not one for long goodbyes. Letting go of a dream, the sweet and gentle reverie. Finding the strength to love you as you slowly walk away. My heart's just an organ, then tell me why does it ache? When I think on all that's come to pass and all of our mistakes, if these tears don't serve a purpose, why do they flow from me like rain? When I know that they can't wash away the pain of getting
was Getting Over You by Mary Jo Mattea. That was a world premiere on the Hometown Sounds podcast. We hope you like that song. That was the second track to come out from Mary Jo's upcoming EP, which is called 4 Minute Symphonies. And in addition to her band, that also features Johnny Grave on slide guitar, who we all know is in a relationship with Mary Jo. Mary Jo was formerly
DC Music Power Couple.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. She was formerly in a band called Two Dragons and a Cheetah, which we featured in music video form last year. So her new band is called Mary Jo Mattea and a Pile of Dudes.
So when you told me about this band name, I didn't realize it was a band name. I just thought that you were saying, because it was over Facebook chat, and it was
right.
Like, hey, there's this Mary Jo Mattea and a Pile of Dudes. And I just thought you were being cute about how she's in a band with a bunch of other guys. And Paul is pretty loose with this capitalization on Facebook chat.
Yes, I do believe the capitalization is rather optional in typing on Facebook chat. But in fact, that is her band name. She named it. I'm not quite sure who's in that band. But their next show is coming up on Thursday, April 28th at Songbird in Admo. And that show features Party Like It's and a little band called Uptown Boys Choir. Never heard of them. Just kidding. Tony's in that band.
It's a really good band.
You should check that out. It's going to be a great show. I have not seen Mary Jo live before, and I'm looking forward to it because she's got some pipes and some stage presence.
And I got to say, I did not know about the second half of that song that it was so badass.
Right. The first part was just her and the piano.
Yeah. And, you know, when you run a podcast like this, you kind of skim to kind of like get your bearings about what you're going to be playing.
Right.
And then I saw this note about Johnny Grave playing slide guitar, and I was like, I didn't hear any slide guitar. So then we started it over, and we listened all the way through, and then there was this whole rock section of the song that we just missed.
Yeah. And then Tony was sold. You should also check out the single Rocket Science. It was the first single that came out of that EP.
Very fun song.
Yeah, definitely. So fantastic stuff. Really hoped you liked that. Thank you very much to Mary Jo for that premiere. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast for this week. We hope that you will subscribe to it in iTunes or whatever other app you like to use. I think we're in Stitcher. I haven't really looked at Stitcher in a while. Some people like Stitcher. I hate Stitcher. But if you like Stitcher, you should totally check that out.
My dad does Stitcher in the car, like via his crazy touch radio
thing. Oh, it's not even with like a device.
Right.
It's built into the car?
Yeah.
God, that's weird.
Yeah.
You're
living in the future.
Mind is blown. Please turn a friend or parent onto the show if you think that they would like us. The social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all Hometown Sounds. It's one word. The H and the S are capitalized. If you want to check out our music video of the day, we love music videos. That's our website, hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, our email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. If you want to submit DC music, give us feedback, sponsor the station. But of course, the most important part is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast. They are your neighbors. So you should buy their music
and see them play live.
All around town.
You gotta change it up sometimes.
You do. That's your little line. You gotta make it interesting. So one last song on the Hometown Sounds podcast to close it out. This is a new single by Crushin' Pain. That's all one word, by the way. The song is called Enjoined. It is from the new EP, which is called All Mountains, and it should come out on April 18th, which is probably after you've heard this podcast, so you should go and check that out. Crushin' Pain is the band of Austin Gallus. He also performs in Stronger Sex.
It's a Blight Records joint.
Oh, yeah.
And as usual, batting cleanup on the Hometown Sounds podcast.
It's another Blight track. Blight has been killing it. We got to say, Blight, they have their stuff together.
Games on point.
Yeah, I mean, they have a whole family, and they're all contributing to each other's releases. There are a ton of them, and they are trickling them out at a very respectable pace. This recording also features Ben Schur, Eric Slight, Nicholas Gallus, probably related, I'm guessing, on the bass clarinet. Have you ever seen a bass clarinet, man?
Oh, yeah, they're tall.
Yeah. It sort of sounds a little bit like a saxophone, only kind of weird.
Right.
When you realize it's a bass clarinet. And, of course, our old bud Leia Gage of Brenda and the Bathtub Republic is contributing some vocals to this track. So that's totally awesome. They're also on the Black Cat Show with Paper House that is happening in our future and your past, because that's how these things work.
That's weird to think about. Our future is your past.
I think that'll about do it. So thanks very much, Tony.
Thanks very much, Paul. Let's get our high five audible on mic.
Here we go. Ready?
3, 2, 1. Hard.
Oh, that hurt. See you next time.
Receive with endless time.